I watch those arriving back, like a bleeding morgue down there in arrivals. Worse. But they're real tanned and sort of continental as they head to the airport pub to mill back the pints. Numbs the pain of coming back, I suppose. Well, I'm never coming back. Never. Adios, Dublin. I'm out of here. Whatever you can give me. I said it to the girl like it was natural.
There's a cancellation to Mallorca, Spain.
I'll pay in cash. Out with the money. I reckon she can smell me feet off the notes, but what do I care? I'm too busy mapping out a new life to worry about some snotty-faced young one. Ticket in me hand, and I can see me on a beach. The lovely sand and then the sea lapping up on it in the evening with me as a waitress in a beach bar, serving up cocktails and just listening to the sound of Spain.
What way did you mean for it to happen? That I would never know? And you could go on pretending? Or maybe I was to find something in your pocket? Something to give the game away and I was to confront you? And somehow it would all turn round that it's my fault. And even though I wasn't happy with the situation, I'd feel a bit guilty. So I would forgive you. And we could go the rest of our lives, me thinking, what's wrong with me? What is it about me that makes my husband want to sleep with other women? Is that how you meant for it to happen?
An old fellow with a little kid there one day points at me and he goes, look at the crow.
Ah, sure, if we're black at all, we gets called crows, simple as.
Crazy.
How many times? We're rooks, like. Plain as the nose on your face.
I'd say if I was a blackbird, your man would have gone, look at the crow. Do you know? You'd think with the yellow beaks, they'd know they were blackbirds.
They chirp a lot too, don't they?
Good singers, though.